Key changes to U.S. shelter-in-place reopening orders, current as of July 17. We recently published an update to our 50-state shelter-in-place reopening tracker. Please see here. This is updated weekly. For your convenience, here is a summary of the major updates from around the country. The governors of several states extended their shelter-in-place/emergency declaration orders, including California, Georgia, New Mexico, South Carolina, Vermont, and Wyoming. The governors of New York, Oregon, Washington, and West Virginia rolled back certain reopening measures, mainly with respect to social gatherings and, in the case of New York, outdoor drinking at bars and restaurants. The governors of Alabama and Montana issued new orders requiring face masks to be worn in certain public and/or indoor spaces. Only Utah proceeded to the next phase of its reopening plan, while New York City will enter a limited new phase of reopening on July 20. Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York expanded the number of states from which travelers will be subject to a 14-day self-quarantine. The list now includes 22 states, while Rhode Island implemented a travel advisory requiring anyone traveling to the state from a state with a COVID-19 positivity rate greater than 5% to self-quarantine for 14 days. Lastly, people looking to escape to Hawaii might have to put their travel plans on hold as the governor postponed implementation of a plan to allow mainland and international travelers to bypass the state's mandatory 14-day quarantine, previously set to begin on August 1, 2020, to September 1, 2020. The plan would allow incoming travelers who provide a valid negative COVID-19 test result from a test taken within 72 hours of arrival to avoid Hawaii's 14-day quarantine. For more information, please contact your Baker McKenzie attorney.